What are your thoughts about downtown Tulsa at that time? It was a vibrant time, wasn't it?
It really was. There at Central High School, Candy Corn across the street was a grocery store. Bob Wills and his country playboys were playing. I forgot how often it was, but we'd sneak out of school and go catty cornered across where the grocery store was to hear Bob Wills. Crown Drug Store was down on 4th and Main on the corner next to the Majestic Theater, and they had a contest. People would write in less than 50 words why you liked Crown Drug Store, and I wrote one of the winning entries. The prize was a car. You got a Ford automobile. I sent the entry in my mother's name because I was underage, and so she won. They gave us the car.
You were in high school?
I was in high school.
You graduated in 38, so it could have been...
It could have been 35, yeah.
35, that you won a 1935.
And I couldn't even get out of school to see the car presented because I had to stay in school and study.
A 1935 or 6 Ford.
Right.
Did they keep it for you so that when you were able to drive, it was your car?
Actually, I kept it for a couple of years, and we sold it. I still didn't get to drive it. Later on, when Ed and I were both at Dartmouth, to get to Dartmouth, you rode a train. There was no air service in those days. And it was a long ride. You went from Tulsa to St. Louis to Chicago to somewhere in the New York area and then up to Vermont. Vermont being across the river. We convinced our dad that rather than pay that rail fare, which we did for the first year, we could put that money in a car and drive it. And the two of us could go together. And, of course, we were coming home for Christmas and we were coming home for spring break. So there were three round trips a year. And the rail fare, that about equaled out the cost of a car. And we had to put a heater in it. Cars didn't come with heaters in those days. It was an extra.
What brand of car was that?
It was a Ford two-door. It was the first model that they had where they had the Ford V8. It was a streamlined-looking body. It had the sloping rear end, spare tire hanging out on the rear. And Ed and I, in order to pay for the upkeep of the car, we took a laundry route up at the college where we went from dorm to dorm picking up bundles of laundry and then delivering it when it came back.
So that would have been a car that would have been around...
That would have been in the 40s.
Early 40s.
Early 40s.